Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
Yep, and let's have those uncomfortable conversations to the point where they become comfortable enough for us to have them. So today we're going to learn one or two or three things from Juliana Deripi. She's a financial expert. So if you're trying to get a hold of your finances, be in a better financial situation, this one is for you.
Good morning, and we are going to talk on pension funds and retirement annuities. But before we do that, let us get into our disclaimer. We are not representing any company. I am solely here as a licensed financial advisor, sharing my expertise over the years. The difference between a pension fund and a retirement annuity. A pension fund is a group annuity that is taken out by a company. It's a group product, not an annuity, sorry. It's a group product taken out by a company where a company and the employee contributes, and they fall into an umbrella with the rest of the other employees, and returns are generated thereof. However, with a retirement annuity, it is an individual that contributes to their retirement annuity, and this, however, does not pay out before the age of 55. The pension fund can pay out should you be retired, retrenched, or fired, but with the retirement annuity, that is not the case. It only starts kicking out or paying out by the age of 55 youngest. So you can say they are both similar, but not as much. With a retirement annuity, there is tax benefits to it. So when you're filing for tax, you can include it so that you can get some of the money back. However, with a pension fund, it does not work the same. And when retired, resigned, retrenched, whatever case might be, but you are no longer in a contract with your employer, your pension fund, your then pension fund, pays out a full amount to you. And wherever you go and start, you need to start afresh, unless you ask the pension fund administrators to divert the money or transfer the money to whichever pension fund you like. You can ask that through a professional financial advisor such as myself, and we can see how best we can navigate so that the funds does not get paid out and is not wasted or used in other streams that is not initially planned for a retirement. So tip of the day is that we think generational wealth comes from pension building or so, which forms part of some sort of generational wealth, but not necessarily. Generational wealth is wealth built for your generations. So it's not money or wealth that is built for you or your children. It will then only start picking up from your children's children to children's children to children's children. So that is generational wealth. So when you think of generational wealth, do not think of yourself or your children, but that of your future bloodline. On that note, if you have loved today's conversation and you feel like you're probably moving from one work, from one occupation to another, and you think you have to deal with pension funds, or you have a family member or dad or mom that is working around how to reinvest and work around their pension funds, kindly call me on 081-644-8286. And on that note, it's au revoir. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Juliana.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.